billionaire and social media mogul Elon Musk to block all Australian users on his X, formerly Twitter, platform from seeing the footage of the Sydney church terror stabbing that happened yesterday week. And in fact, our Prime Minister's had a bit to say on this earlier this morning on the Today Show.
The idea that someone would go to court for the right to put up violent content on a platform shows how out of touch Mr. Musk is. Social media needs to have social responsibility with it. Mr. Musk is not showing any.
Social media needs to have social responsibility, and with more on that, joining me now, our IT and gadget guru. He's got a terrific website, techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick is on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Boy, Elon Musk front and centre of all sorts of discussion on this one. They've geo-blocked Australian users. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, it means that the content can't be viewed in Australia. So in other parts of the world, the certain areas are blocked out. So you're trying to access that content, you can't see it if you're in certain parts of the world. But this whole thing stems from the fact that you can see the entire event, the entire incident on X. There's no, it had that many eyeballs on it. And retweets and comments, it's generating a lot of data for the platform. Mm. It's like it'd be like asking you to kill the star of your show. It's really good. Bad news is good news for them in this instance, where something like that happens. People want to see it. The curiosity factor, it goes viral, and I think Elon Musk has only been on board at X for a couple of years. He's a businessman who has his own opinions and own morals, but he doesn't appear to be imposing any kind of restrictions on X. So you go on X right now, it used to be called Twitter, you can watch porn on X. So their standards are pretty loose when it comes to what you can view on that platform, including, unfortunately, violence. There's so many videos and stuff on there that you can watch. And there's no real, I think when he came, took over X, he sacked a lot of people. A lot of those people he sacked were the people who sort of the quality control people who try to keep this kind of stuff off the platform. So
you're
in all kinds of trouble over there.
All right. Look, you said geo-blocking means Australian users can't see the material, but they can if they've got a VPN.
Oh, VPN, yeah. You've got a virtual private network. You can pretend you're in America and watch whatever you like. A lot of people do that to watch content. A lot of people want to watch the American Netflix, not the Australian Netflix, and they can do that with a VPN. So, yeah, there's ways around it. So saying that it's geo-blocked, the only block he could effectively make is to take it down so no one can see it. But he's not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think he referred to our eSafety Commissioner as like a communist commissar, and he said that, you know, Australians can't tell us what people globally can watch.
Well, that's true, but it's certainly, if they intend to do business in Australia, then we should have a say on what Australian users, that they need to abide by our rules and our laws. You know, the internet's a global place, including Australia. So I think they should respect what Australian users have to abide by here. Mm. So it's a messy situation, but it is, it's something like Elon Musk, I think, is ill-equipped to sort it out. I don't think he didn't create X from the ground up. He just took over and bought them out. It's not like he created it and nurtured it and has reasons for having it. He just saw it as a business.
Yeah.
And I think, that's coming across. He doesn't want to kill the star post.
Yeah, but it hasn't been a good business, though. As I understand it, it's never made a profit, Twitter or X. Is that right?
Well, that's right. It is. But he doesn't want to, like, all this content and this controversy is actually good for the platform.
Yes.
People are curious.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he wants to maintain that. And so he's trying to monetize it, trying to turn it into more commercially successful business.
Yeah.
And look, fighting against the Australian government's not going to help you there. I think you should really take a second and there needs to be people in the room that can tap him on the shoulder and say, Elon, I think we've gone too far. Yeah. There's no one at the company that actually has that role.
That's right. Facebook and Meta have taken it down, haven't they?
Yeah,
they've complied.
Yeah. Yep. Because they've got legions of people who make decisions and they're a bit more amiable to our laws. They've dealt with Australian governments in the past, when it came to these various issues over the years. And Elon Musk is new to the game. I don't think he's as compliant as we'd like him to be.
Yeah. I had another one of these link scams this morning, so I haven't paid a toll. I reckon I get one a day of those. But look, it's gone to a new level now, thanks to artificial intelligence, these scams, these deep fake versions of celebrities. I think the latest was Dr. Carl has popped up on one of them, promoting wellness and financial products, and the National Anti-Scam Centre say that hundreds of Australians are losing millions of dollars to these deepfake scams each year, Stephen.
This is appalling, and unfortunately, you were talking about Elon Musk not doing anything. Facebook and Google are guilty here too, because where are these fake ads hosted? On social media platforms.
Yeah.
We know they're not real. People are getting scammed, and these platforms are doing nothing about it. I think at the moment, Twiggy Forrest is in court with Meta at the moment over his likeness being used to con people as well on Facebook. There are scam ads on Facebook that are proven to be scam ads that are still there 18 months after the fact. Facebook has done nothing. It's generating data. They're making money. They're making all these. They're clipping the ticket. But unfortunately, there are a lot of victims who are losing their money and they're not doing anything about it. I think has the platform become too big for them to manage? Google's in the same boat. Google, there's so many scams that pop up in the Google ad sections. A lot of those are scams.
Yeah.
Google is just too big for its own good and can't police it, can't take them down fast enough.
Yeah. Heineken, they make decent beer. They've now partnered with HMD, Human Mobile Devices, to create the boring phone. What's the boring phone?
Well, the boring phone is a boring phone because it has hardly any features. So Heineken have partnered with HMD to make this phone to encourage people to create a device that's not going to distract them from enjoying their lives. Like Heineken's a beer brand, right?
Yeah.
People, they want you to go out and enjoy a beer with mates and family and everything. They don't want you looking at your phone, looking at social media apps or work emails or stuff like that. So they've made a phone that you could take with you that's not going to distract you. You still can make calls and texts, but there's no apps. There's no social media. It's sort of going back to the turn of the century. It's like a phone you could have bought in 2001. It can just make calls and texts, and that's it.
Right.
So you're not like, this follows some research too. There's a lot of Gen Z out there, a lot of millennials who admit they spend too much time on their phone, even when they're out with friends. And so there's a conscious movement of these people who are just leaving their phones at home, deliberately switching off so they can enjoy the moment, enjoy their friend's company, their family's company, rather than being on their phone, doom scrolling and looking at work emails and playing games while they're out. So this is a move that, you want a phone, but it's only going to do the basics so that you can enjoy what the people around you and where you are rather than you being stuck on your phone.
And it's available now, the boring phone?
It's coming out soon. It'll be out in a couple of months, I think. But it's got a really cool design. It's got transparent casing on it. It looks pretty cool. It's a flip phone, and the pictures are on Tech Guide if you want to check it out. But I think this is going to be a bit of a collector's item because it's the phone. I reckon it's going to be a lot of people's weekend phone.
Everything old is new again.
When they're not working, they don't want to be disturbed. They want to enjoy their family and they have some fun and not be taken out of the moment by a smartphone.
Okay, and I'm imagining I should imagine it's a bit cheaper than your normal smartphone, the boring phone.
They haven't announced pricing yet, but it's not going to be iPhone pricing. It's going to be a few hundred bucks. I think it's going to be a pretty funny product to buy, actually. It'd be just sort of Back to the Future kind of thing, you know, where before the iPhone and Blackberries, there was just these sorts of phones where you could only make calls and text people, and that was it.
Yeah.
And the battery would last a week.
All right, good to talk to you. You can find out all about it and everything we talk about and a whole lot more and some great contests as well on techguide.com.au. That's Stephen's website. Got to mention the Rabbitohs. You had the bye last week and you're playing Melbourne Storm on Anzac Day. Good luck.
Melbourne on Anzac Day, yeah. That's on Thursday night. Yeah, should be a beauty. We got Jai Arrow back in the team. He's come back from injury, as we've also got Damien Cook back in the starting lineup too. Yep. So things are looking up for South. Some good news for a change.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, mate. Thanks for having a chat with us. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
A pleasure. Look forward to it, Richard.
Yeah, likewise. Our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick.